She's stuck inside my mental. She got a body like a temple. Even though she drives me crazy.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's up, y'all?
We back.
Is that a song?
I don't know.
Oh, you just made it up.
I was just saying we back.
I thought you made up a song real quick.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our show. I am Beautiful.
And I'm Ace.
And we are
together real bad. Real bad.
Real bad.
Let me fix my eyebrows. There we go.
What?
Well, for the people that might decide they want to watch live, I just like, let me fix my eyebrows.
What was wrong with them?
They were like this. They were like, I don't know, they look wild. They do that. They tend to do that sometimes. Let me fix it up. There we go. Okay, we're good.
Okay. I guess.
Oh.
Well, welcome back to our show. If this is your first time.
Welcome. Just regular welcome instead of welcome back.
No, wait. If you're new to the show, welcome. And if you're a regular,
thank you. There you go.
What's up?
Yeah, I like that. What's up? I like that. Good job.
We can start with that for now. It's probably not going to stick.
However we do it, we do it.
Yeah. Tell them where they can follow us.
You can follow us on for TikTok. And for IG, it's the same. So it's together.real.badpod.
Together.real.badpod.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have a website that every week I come in here and lie to y'all and tell y'all that I'm going to update.
Not you lying to the people.
And it never happens.
Not you lying to the people.
So one day, we're going to get it together. And then, so that's togetherrealbad.com. If you want to just go like look at pictures and stuff. And then if you want to email us, that's the number 2 and then gatherrealbad@gmail.com. That's it.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You are so very welcome.
First, we want to start off with some updates. So number one, last episode, we talked about how we were going to do a no cell phone day. It ain't happened.
I blame you.
Excuse me? You are the blame. You know, the reason why it didn't happen, I don't know. I sound muffled. Do I sound muffled?
No, you're fine.
The reason why it didn't happen is because Mondays is just not a good day for us to do that. The reason is you have a lot of meetings and things to do on Monday. So you're on technology anyway. So Mondays is not a good day.
But the point was, I mean, yes, it was to like stay off your cell phone, but also the point was like to not be on social media. So I could have still had my meetings, had everything going, and then just not been on social media. You immediately were like, no, it's not fair. But but you just don't be on social media. I could have not have been on social media. And then after like all my meetings and everything, we could have just did what we was going to do.
What did we do last Monday?
Nothing.
We didn't do nothing. We did something.
I don't remember.
Either way, it just didn't make sense for us to not be on our phones anyway. Something
didn't make sense to you.
No, I was fine. Didn't we have a guest come in? The guests, they were here and you needed your phone, which was part of social media too, because they had to be in contact with you. I feel like that was part of it as well. Either way,
we did not do it. It's not my excuse.
Absolutely. I wanted to do it.
No, you were the one that were like, I don't think we should do it.
I wasn't saying that I don't think we should do it because I wanted to do it. No. I didn't think that Monday was a good day.
No.
We need to find a better day.
There is no better day because the only time that we're off together is Monday and Sunday.
That's not off for you.
I mean, no, but I mean that we're here at the same time.
Maybe we'll try again this upcoming day. we'll try again and we will update you guys on how it actually works for us.
If it worked or not.
Okay. So we'll keep y'all updated on that. What? Nothing. Why are you laughing at me?
Because.
Do we have anything else to update them on?
Terrible excuse.
You were the.
No.
The brunt of the excuse.
What? You brought it up.
I want to do it.
I know, but you brought up. No, it's not fair. We shouldn't do it because you're going to be in your phone anyway because you have to be in this meeting, that meeting, and this meeting. That doesn't mean that we couldn't have done it.
Okay.
She digresses. Yes, I got to use it again.
We need to look in the encyclopedias for what
encyclopedia or dictionary?
Dictionary.
Okay. Do they even have encyclopedias anymore?
Hardcovers? Not unless you're at the library.
And I don't even know if they have those because your encyclopedia is now the internet.
Mm.
Holds way more information than a volume of what, 26, 27?
Well, you need another word.
But I like digress.
You need another word. All right.
Okay. All right. Moving around.
So are we sure there are no other updates?
No, that's it.
I feel like something's going to come to me.
Okay.
But as of right now, we'll move on.
Okay.
Mother's Day just passed.
Yeah, it did.
You know, I had a lovely time with my sisters and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
We took my mother to Cooper's Hawk. She's a wine girly. So we took my mother and my sister to Cooper's Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a good old time. After dinner, we went outside. My sister Kelly is a photographer. So she brought out her camera and she just so happened to have a light.
It was in the trunk kind of thing.
In the car. And we had a little mini photo shoot.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was very cute.
I like it.
I liked my picture too that she took. I'm not really photogenic and I'm very...
Don't say that. That's not true.
That's what they were yelling at me about on Sunday as well. That's just how I feel. I don't feel like I'm photogenic.
Okay, but it's not true.
Either way, I like the picture that she took of me. And so I'm going to attach it to some of my videos from my TikToks that I have in my drafts that I'm just going to post.
Mm.
I'm just going to post.
Okay, we'll see. That's a whole different kind of a whole different story.
Yeah, I've been so like on our social media, like our Together Real Bad page,
mm-hmm.
we're very active.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Where are you going?
Keep going.
Okay. We are very active. We post every day. We definitely engage with our fans, friends. What do we call them?
We can call them community.
We engage with our community a lot on our Together Real Bad podcast TikTok page.
Yeah.
And then we have a page called Beautiful and Ace on TikTok where it's mainly just showing like our personalities with each other.
Yeah.
Like sometimes we do like different memes or different popular trends that are going on in the TikTok world. And recently I found a sound and it's been going freaking viral. Like, I don't know.
I think I like this little dyke. Which could be seen as offensive, but it's just
nothing. Like there were like two people on there that were like, this is offensive. Like, why would you say that? And I had to let them know. And this just goes to show like the people that follow us or the followers that we've gained understand our humor in it and understand the humor in it.
Yeah.
I told this person that, you know, or I commented on their response saying that we don't even use this word. It's not in our vocabulary at all. It's just for fun. Yeah. Like, I don't even like.
It's like it's almost like the, you know, the N word, like making a bad thing good.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It's kind of that, like, that perspective of it.
So, but I was saying that to say, like, we're very active on the Together Real Bad podcast. On our Beautiful and Ace TikTok, we've been a little bit more active. I've been trying to post more and the page is blowing up. Y'all love Ace.
Bro,
Ace
stop
is
with
the star of the show. Ace is the star of the show.
Yep, moving on. We don't have to.
She doesn't like the attention.
I don't. Thank you.
And then on my personal page, I am just so scared to post.
I just need you to post. Like, people, if you're genuine, if you just like, you know, tell people how you feel and you do it consistently, like, the people that like you will follow you. You don't have to, you know, just be yourself.
Be yourself. Just be yourself.
I don't know that song at all. I don't know that song at all.
Yes, I do know that, you know, I just need to post and be consistent with what I'm posting and to be myself. And yes. So I'm trying to do that more. So anyway, I was saying that to say I'm going to post one of those pictures at the end of a video that I will be posting soon.
Okay, gotcha.
So if you'd like to follow me on Instagram, I mean, not Instagram. TikTok.
You What's have an Instagram. Name? You have an Instagram. Oh, Lord, you don't know your name.
I think it's beautiful with three L's, one.
For what? Instagram?
No, TikTok.
How do you not know your handle?
Because I changed it. So I recently changed it from my name.
Okay.
So it is beautiful
with three L's
and then one, O-N-E.
Gotcha.
So yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna get better at posting and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's where I was at with that.
So I think I told you I was also thinking about starting a Discord. You know Discord?
No.
Discord is like, you know, Slack?
No.
Any of those?
Mm-mm.
Got it. Discord is like, when Slack too is like a place where you can like kind of build community. Because we did a live last Sunday. And we were having a really good conversation people that joined That was last Sunday. Mm-hmm. About coming out. There was one.
No, it wasn't last Sunday.
It doesn't matter. Whenever it was.
Okay. When we were at Punch Bowl Whenever, Social?
Yeah.
That was not last Sunday.
Whenever it was, we just had really good conversation with people live on TikTok just about, like I said, coming out and their experiences and how they did it. There was one woman on there. I can't remember her name, but she was like, I haven't told my parents yet. And I think we were the same age in our 40s. And she's like, I'm not comfortable with it. I'm not ready. How do I do it? All these things. And like, I've been there. So I completely get it. Like not knowing what to say. Is it something you should announce? There was somebody on there as well that they were like, do I just announce it? Do I tell each individual person? I'm like, for me, it's like, I think you said the same. If it's in passing or if you're in a new like space, you just kind of be like, oh yeah, you know, my girlfriend or my partner, we like to blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But people who are closest to you, it's like your parents or maybe brothers and sisters. It's a little bit hard to just say it in passing.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, wait, what? Like you actually have to sit down and have a conversation with them, or you have to sit down and like make it a point to be like, hey, I got something to tell you, and then tell them like, you know, Justin, we went to lunch and I told him because he was a really close friend of mine and I wanted him to know, like, mm-hmm. We were like cool like that.
I'm good with telling it in passing. That's been working for me. So like Sunday at dinner with my mom, I was tempted to tell her in passing. Like I mentioned some things through conversation. Like,
yeah.
We were talking about vacations and stuff. And I was like, we are planning
nothing, but she's probably thinking like my friend and I are planning, which is not a lie.
It's not a lie. I also called you my best friend. She said she was going on a cruise and she's leaving from New Orleans. And yeah. As some of y'all know, we've mentioned that we have some property. Well, her and her best friend have some property in New Orleans. And I was telling them about the property I was showing them. And then she was talking about, oh, that's nice or whatever. And I was kind of hinting at like, well, if you try to stay there ever, you need to meet my best friend first.
Sure. I don't. the in passing is not going to work for your mom. Mm,
maybe.
No.
No?
It's not. This is going to have to be like.
But you were encouraging me to say it.
I was encouraging you to like tell her. Yeah. But then I was like, it's Mother's Day. Probably not.
Girl, make up your mind.
No, I want you to tell her in your due time. But like, as we've discussed privately, like we can't really get engaged until you tell her.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. It's my fault.
I didn't say it was your fault.
Oh.
Okay. Did I say that?
No, you didn't.
Okay. That's not your fault.
You didn't, girl.
It's not your fault at all.
Moving on to pop culture. So
we started watching two shows. Well, you watched one and I watched both of them. Mm-hmm. Seeking Sister Wives and Seeking Brother Husbands. Now I had seen the Sister Wives, Seeking Sister Wives before.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was new. This comes on HBO, or they call it Max now. I started watching it, I think it's two seasons in. I thought it was a third, but I've seen these two seasons and I'm just waiting for the third one. But basically it's like married couples that either already have like a third, like a third person is looking for a fourth, or they have a second, or they don't have anybody and they're looking for a first. That's what it is. And Seeking Sister Wives is it's interesting. It's interesting that I think for two of the couples, the women initiated it, maybe. I can't remember. Initiated saying like,
it was all the couple, all the couples, the women
initiated,
kind of started the conversation about it. Like one lady was like, I think you're called to have multiple wives.
Yeah.
What? I mean, no, I'm not knocking it.
Not at all. It's just kind of random. Yeah. Like, okay. But they were referencing like it says this someplace in the Bible, which I don't know, it might, but it just depends on who you believe in and what you believe in. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. There's just too many. There's too many people and too many thoughts and too many beliefs to just limit not specifically your belief system, but to limit a belief system to just saying you should be married to one person. If you think you should be married to one person, not knocking it at all. Cool. If you think you should be married to 10 people, not knocking it at all. But that's what I mean. There's such a wide spectrum of thoughts on it. And so would you be able, I'm gonna put you in the seeking brother husband category, because seeking brother husband is a woman and she has more than one husband. Mm-hmm. She has two. And from what I've been watching, she honestly seems like the dominant one in the relationship and she gets what she wants basically. So if you were the wife, mm-hmm. and you're a seeking brother husband, mm-hmm. or would you, let me put it like this, would you want to be in that position? Do you think that's something you can handle? Two men, you have to satisfy them in all these different ways. And mind you, she was looking for a third. So her real husband doesn't even sleep with her. Her real husband sleeps in a separate room by himself. And he says that he likes his solidarity. Yes. So the extra, they were the husband together for 17 years and the extra husband together for 10, and they've been sleeping in the same like bed. And then she was looking for a third. So she wanted to put the second husband out and get a third to bring him into the relationship. And they had to move into a bigger house. Could you do it?
Now I have to think about it, right?
Yeah.
If I'm in a position where I get whatever I want, like taking some things out of it, like having to satisfy all of these men.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. On the other hand, I wouldn't do it in that way. Like I wouldn't be married to all of them. I think I would have my husband, mm-hmm. and my husband allows me to have boyfriends and all that kind of stuff. And I can visit my boyfriends
whenever I want to.
Yeah. Like that would be cool. I could do it that way.
Okay.
But having them in the home, that's just too many bodies. Too many men.
I don't like women no more. I don't know if y'all seen that meme. I think we referenced that last time. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But yeah, in the event that I was in that situation where my husband allowed me to have boyfriends,
mm-hmm.
as we got comfortable, you know, with that dynamic, it could possibly move to moving the guy in,
but not like off the bat, like
right, not off the bat.
Okay,
yeah, no, I would have to gradually get there.
Got you.
I hope that answers your question.
It does.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I just thought it was very interesting. Her, especially her energy was very male. It was like a I shouldn't say it's male dominant. She's a female, so it's a very dominant female energy. And the men were both very like, hey, you know, whatever you say, we're good. I'm good. You know, it's very soft kind of male energy.
That's like the opposite of what Seeking Sister Wives was. Like the men are the men in the relationship,
yeah.
and they basically get what they want. Like they get to have their cake and eat it too, mm-hmm. type of thing.
And so does she.
And they referenced the Bible in it, like. God lived like this, so I'm gonna live like this. So I wonder, did she reference the Bible?
No, she didn't. The other the seeking sister wives, I think a lot of them are very spiritual or very religious, and then they reference the Bible. But
yeah, one,
I don't think this lady did at all. I think she just honestly just wants her cake and wants to have her cake and eat it too.
One couple was saying, like, we're goddesses and he's a god and they need multiple wives.
That's how they put it.
Basically.
As their reasoning behind having, okay. Hey,
yeah.
If they like it, I love it. There's no judgment over this way.
Nope. I did like how that one, I want to know what this man does with that one couple, the black man.
Yeah.
His name is Dimitri.
He was like,
and he moved a whole family from Atlanta, this big, beautiful, like modern home in Atlanta, mm-hmm. moved his wife, his three kids, and his girlfriend into a new home in California. The new girlfriend is from Seattle. So they moved her from Seattle to California and them from Atlanta to California and told them, y'all can't work. I got this.
Right. If you want to start a not-for-profit or something, go ahead, but there won't be no working around here.
Right. So he making just some money.
Yeah, he's probably in tech and making really good money. So kudos to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. A segment that I want to introduce to our podcast, I want to call it, as of right now, it's called Date Night Diaries. Mm-hmm. As you guys know, we always talk about dating and continuing to date. So every time we get on here, we want to highlight a date that we've either have taken in the past or recently have gone on. And so for today's Date Night Diary, we're going to talk about our recent date that we had last night. And we went to the Kit Kat Lounge in Boys Town.
Yeah, I always like going to the Kit Kat Lounge. It's super fun. It's a drag bar. So there's three places that, maybe four places that I know of here that do drag consistently. One is Lips, one is the Baton, and the other one is this place, which is Kit Kat Lounge. And it's called Kit Kat Lounge and Supper Club, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And we've been there for brunch before, and it was super off the chains, really fun. For brunch, they were pretty interactive. And so they basically just have one host that comes out every maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes or so. And like performs, mm-hmm. and like gives you like basically like a personal show, whereas the other venues are kind of more like they're on stage and there's like a said performance or something that's rehearsed. But this is very intimate and I enjoy it a lot. So went there. I think they close at like 11, but we got there around 8:30 or so. And the game that she was playing with, I don't know, was it maybe like six people, was funny. I mean, dying the entire time. Like, there was a mom, there was a son, and then I think the other three people were random, but the mom and son were up there together, and they had to practice, or they had to perform.
They had to make, like, orgasm noises.
Yes, and it was, I wish we would have got it on video. It was the funniest thing I have heard in forever. That was our date night. Then we, like, after we ate a little bit, then walked down the, was it Halsted? I think that's Halsted.
Yes, Halsted.
Walked down Halsted, mm-hmm. and then caught Uber and came home. So something quick, but we haven't really had the time to have a date night in the past couple weeks, mm-hmm. since we didn't go to Punch Bowl Social last week. I don't know when that was, but
I feel like it was 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I could be lying. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Shoot. So Kit Kat Lounge was fun. I really like the space. We, in our notes, we gave it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, Kit Kat will always get a 5 out of 5. They have really good drinks. And the food is just okay.
Yeah.
But the drinks are really where they kind of like shine. They have a whole like
martini.
Yeah.
Martini
like 50
list,
martinis or something like that. Like, it's really good.
Yeah. So 5 out of 5. And that is our date night diaries. Pew, pew, pew,
pew. You want me to put this
sound effect
in there?
Oh, you don't have to.
Okay. Gotcha. New problem.
All right. So on to tonight's topic for the show,
mm-hmm.
called Do-Overs.
The Do-Over.
The Do-Over. Sorry.
I think it's a movie, right?
It is a movie. I have not seen it.
I don't even know if I've seen it, but I know about it.
It's about, hold on, I looked it up.
Oh, you did?
I did. It's It's an American buddy action comedy film.
Okay. So it may not even, like, there probably is no correlation, but I just I like the title.
It's what Adam Sandler goofy ass.
Oh, well, it's probably good. I like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, he's goofy.
He's funny. Yeah, I like goofy comedy. So that's probably good.
Yeah.
But basically, we're talking about, like, relationship regrets, past relationship regrets, and how we have reflected on them and how we have an opportunity to do them over in the relationship we're in right now.
Yes.
So I think that for me, communication in past relationships, and when I say past, I don't just mean like the immediate past. I mean that like the a culmination of all of the past relationships, because
all two of them,
all three of them, all three of my women relationships, I'll put it like that. Because I don't date men, no more. communication has always been very difficult for me, and it still stands to be difficult for me in this relationship at times. But it's a lot easier to communicate with somebody who is can communicate without screaming and yelling and taking it to like a whole different level. And so in the past, if I think about my first relationship, like communication was next to none, especially. And when I say communication, I think I mean when you have to communicate like bad things or when things bother you or when you're upset or whatnot. Mm-hmm. It was like next to none. Like if there was a problem, I would just shut down. I wouldn't say anything. And I would just like, you know, be like, I'll deal with it internally. But from the past two relationships, it's been more of kind of more of the same. But the reason that I shut down was different. The reason I was shut down in those relationships is because of the reaction that was happening with my partner at the time. There wasn't like a safe space to speak and to talk. Because I always felt like it was going to turn into like a literal argument. Mm-hmm. And so who wants to argue all the time? No. Right.
All right.
Exactly. And so in this relationship, it's still hard for me. Even the last time we were like I was kind of upset, like you had to come to me and be like, okay, what's wrong? Like, how do we work through it? And I mean, and I appreciate that, like you creating that space for me to be able to say something, it helped me open up to get that off my chest. So I guess, you know, I say that to say, if you know that your partner has like some issues with communicating and they're upset and they may be in a space where they cannot verbally express themselves because they're trying to deal with the anger, like just be like, hey, you know, what's wrong? What's going on? Are you upset? How can I help you? Like any of those things like are very helpful in getting me and I'm sure like other people to open up, especially in a space where they're upset or angry.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you?
I've always tried in other relationships to. That's a lie. Let me reword it. Let me reword it. Always is too strong of a word.
Okay.
So throughout my relationship career.
Come on. Not your relationship career.
Throughout my relationship careers, I knew that there were a lot of things like from relationship to relationship that I can build on or that I could do better. And mm-hmm. communication has always been one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been the type of person that like, yeah, like, to, like, let's talk it out. Like, I'm not the one to harp on things, but I want to like have the conversation and then move on. I love moving on from things because mm-hmm. I don't want it to... I don't want it to fester up and then all of a sudden we have a bigger problem than what it needs to be.
Yep.
So I've always been the type to want to move on from things. And for some relationships, it's been a detriment because they have been wanting to have time to themselves and, mm-hmm. you know, reflect on what happened or try to, like how you say, deal with the issues on their own first and then possibly come to me. But like, no, I want to be a part of the process.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I realized. I want to be a part of the process. And I feel like if you're part of the process, it helps the relationship grow and mm-hmm. helps you guys get closer together.
Right.
And so that's one thing that I've learned. Like, communication is definitely key. Like, it's not a cliche.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is definitely the key, because if you have communication, you open up the door for the possibilities of having a meaningful relationship, a relationship that's more intentional, mm-hmm. with how you move with things and how you navigate certain conversations. Yeah. It's very, very beneficial. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Shavonda Lene, who's watching, for Hi. Those of you. And she was on our TikTok last week.
Hey, was she?
Yeah, I think so.
Was it last week?
Whenever it was.
Can she confirm?
Whenever it was. Whenever it was. But she said she was never able to communicate her feelings. Her ex-girlfriend wanted blind loyalty at the expense of my voice. Ooh. Yeah, no, we can't do that. Ooh, yeah. I hate to hear that. You know, she kind of shut you down,
yeah.
like from Ew, being able sticky. To, yeah, communicate. So, yeah, I feel like open communication is like definitely, the key for sure. Definitely the key anytime. And then creating that space, safe space for the, open communication.
I want to go back. So wait, let me see if this is, cause remember I told you there was something that I wanted to tell you.
Okay. Oh yes, please go ahead. I haven't heard this before.
I'm trying to figure out which talking point it goes on best under, but I'm just going to say it. So I have an immediate ex right before you,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to say, we thought that we were each other's person.
Okay.
We thought that we were the one. Like, he knew part of my family already.
Mm-hmm.
He met some other family members of mine, mm-hmm. and like, they loved him. It looked great. It looked promising.
Okay.
And so this man completely stopped like showing up.
Yeah.
In the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was very vocal about the things that I wanted and needed in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
communication being one of them, me being understanding of whatever could be going on in your life, but let me know what it is. Right. Like, if there's something wrong, again, involve me in it. Like, I'm supposed to be your partner. Let me help you through
figure it out together.
Exactly.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
This person was not able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it shut me down. And it discouraged me a lot to even want to be with this person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, recently, he was photographed in a flag football, on our flag football
game
community page.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sent him his picture that was up there, and he was like, should I just read through the text?
If you would like, go right ahead. Is this tea?
I mean, it's a little tea, but okay, I feel like it has something to do with the conversation, and I tell you everything anyway. So the conversation was going to come up. I don't think there's anything in here that, I mean, would hurt our relationship or anything. So,
not at all.
so I'll just read through what the conversation was.
Okay.
So he's like, "Hey, thanks." I was like, "No problem." I was like, "Thick head ass," because he's bald. And his head is big as hell to me.
It's bigger than my head. Not to take the locks away.
I know. I'm trying to take the locks away.
Okay. Because I got a big head too.
I mean, you do have a big head.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all both got big ears. So I was like, "Thick head ass." And he was like, "So many comments I could reply with." Laughing face emoji.
Oh,
I was
Lord.
Like,
okay.
I was like, "Humor me." Exclamation point. LOL. I sound like I'm on the circle. Which is also a dream of mine.
Oh. Okay.
He was like, "You never complained about it." And I was like, "That's because I was still in the process of training you on how to work with my body."
Oh,
LOL.
Period.
He said, "And I figured it out." I said, "I wouldn't even say you had enough time to." LOL. "It seemed like you were so stressed about what you had going on. We didn't have that much sex." Shrug emoji. He was like, "That part." Face
palm.
Yeah, face palm. "Not enough at all." I said, "If you could do it all over, what would you change?"
The do-over. Okay.
Right. And he says, "I would have come at you correct. All baggage heals from." you. Now, I must pause right there because come to me correct, all baggage healed from. I still to this day don't even know what his problem was. Right. Mm. But when he came to me and he took me out on our first date, he was saying how he had all these things like going for him and like what his goals are, whatever, whatever. Mm. And he portrayed himself to be this person like, he had his shit together.
Yeah.
You know, like I already have a house. I have, you know, my kids. Yet I have a good relationship with the baby moms. All that stuff, mm-hmm. or whatever. So him saying I would have come at you correct and all baggage healed from, you don't have to be 100% healed. You could be going through that process. I know some people like would Facts. Rather be, you know, completely trauma free going into a relationship because I know in relationships, if you don't have that communication about past trauma and things that you're still working through, it can hurt the relationship. So I get that part. But I feel like there was so much more than just that. I feel like this was a coward answer.
Mm.
And it kind of pissed me off a little bit. Like, that's all you have to say? Like, that's all that you feel like you could have worked on for our relationship?
Yeah.
Like, again, this is somebody who said that he was going to marry me.
Yeah.
And so for him to let the relationship end the way it did, and then the series of events that happened after that, this is not enough.
It's really interesting that he is going in that direction because a friend of mine, mm-hmm. Had a post up on Facebook last week, and I forget exactly. Oh, I think it was like talking about cell phones. That's what talking about cell phones. Mm-hmm. It was talking about whether or not you should be able to let your partner in your cell phone. And we have an open cell phone policy. If you need it, take it. If you want to look through it, go ahead, because we don't have anything to hide. Mm-hmm. And it was 50-50 on how comfortable people felt with the cell phones. But the ones that didn't feel comfortable letting their significant other in their cell phone,
they had something to hide.
That's what the post basically said. Their comeback was like, well, what if there's some information in there that my friend gave to me or like a family member and it's private and my spouse doesn't need to know that? If I know it and I tell you, that's just like, we know it and ain't nobody else gonna know it. You know, that's my take on it. Like, if I tell you something and I tell you, don't tell nobody, that's it. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about you telling anybody. And that was their excuse. And I'm like, hey, like you might have a different perspective on things, you know, that I'm giving my friend advice or whatever. But to come back to that is a lot of those people are like, if you have an issue with my cell phone or you're trying to see my cell phone, like you haven't healed from whatever issue you had in the past relationship about cell phones. And I'm like, I honestly really don't think that you can 100% completely heal, right, from any issues or traumas or whatever that you've had. Mm-hmm. It gets easier to navigate and easier to deal with. And even you might even get 99% there. But if I had an issue with a cell phone in my past relationship where I found some information and they were cheating on me in that way, if I come to you and be like, hey, can I see your cell phone real quick? I just want to check something. You'd be like, no, you're immediately going mm-hmm. to go back to the issue that you had in that previous relationship. And now you have totally just killed the safe space and trust that you've had with your partner.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting that he talks about being healed and coming correct. And it's like you said, like you can come into a relationship with baggage. It's just, let's navigate it together. Let's figure it out together. Like you don't have to deal with it by yourself. Or even if you go to therapy to deal with it, you should be able to come to your partner for support. Mm-hmm. I feel like you shouldn't have to navigate or deal with any issue without the person that you're with, because if that's the case, what are we together for?
Am I here?
Exactly.
What am I bringing to the table? You know how that conversation is always a thing, like what do women bring to the table, what do men bring to the table? And this is one of the things. I bring a safe space,
and I think it's so underrated. A safe space is so underrated. I think people don't realize how strong like a safe space is, or how important it is. Because if I'm like, let me see your cell phone, you're like, all right, no triggers happen. But if I touch that cell phone and you jump or you snatch it, we immediately have a problem. Now you have that, you've that fast, you've like broken our trust.
Yeah.
So this is real interesting. This is just the cell phone is an interesting dynamic anyway, as we talked about.
But, yeah. So now going back to the text thread. Mm-hmm. So again, he said, I would have come at you correct. All baggage heals from you. And remind you, I told you I was pissed off at his response.
Yeah.
So I said, I think I was a really good girlfriend to you. Mm-hmm. I tried to support you in every way that I could. It was hard to figure you out because you wouldn't communicate with me. Mm-hmm. If I had to do anything over, it would be to continue to get to know you before jumping into a relationship with you. We had a lot of things that we should have worked out before making it official. And you know, this man never responded. Almost got it.
Sorry, go ahead.
Her phone fell. This man never responded. Wow. He never responded to me.
Wow.
So I know he feeling guilty, because what can you say to that? You right?
Yes.
I agree. So I concur.
There goes communication issues popping up again.
Because say there were some issues between us and we weren't working out, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So there is like a window, a little opportunity. You already fucked that up. You already fucked that up.
That's why men and women are so different. We deal differently. And it's just very, it's very interesting that men and women are meant, in air quotes, to be together, because we just view things so differently, so differently. And it's crazy to me. Whereas women, in my opinion, have a lot of the same like thoughts, right? Like a lot of the same perspective. So, trust issues. You've had trust issues in past relationships?
I'm not sure if people didn't trust me, but I didn't trust. Well, okay, that's not true. So, dang, I'm just lying all over the place. Not on purpose, though. I'm catching the lie. But okay, so there was one relationship where this guy did cheat on me and he had a baby on me and my ass stayed with his ass.
I've been cheating on this day too, so don't feel bad.
I was stupid. Anyway.
I mean,
yeah, anyway,
you're human. Yeah, that's it.
I definitely had trust issues with him, but I was trying not to make it obvious because I wanted to make it work.
Yeah.
And it ultimately didn't work because I'm like, yeah, I'm tired of this. I don't want to do this no more. Like, I'm tired of suppressing my actual true feelings. Like, I can't communicate with you like how I actually feel, because you're not going to receive it well. And it's going to just cause friction. So I was like, yeah, I'm done. Like, I don't really want this anymore. Like, it could have been better. But you're not helping the situation. You're actually making it worse. So that was one. Then there was another one where I understood where this person was coming from with not being able to trust me. Mm-hmm. It's not like, well, now that's not true either. Damn.
Just bold face lying all over the place. Come on with it. So, come on with the truth.
So, I was with this guy. I wasn't with him. We were not in a committed relationship.
Okay.
I think that's where in my head at the time was like, I don't feel like I need to tell you everything because we're not in an official relationship.
That's a fair thought process.
And so, but even still, like now going back, like I should have communicated with him, like how I was moving around.
Okay.
And I didn't, until it came to a point where like he wasn't, you know, trying to commit to me in a relationship. Well, so-and-so over here actually wants to be with me and has, you know, expressed that they want to be with me. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go over here, deuces. Yeah. I'm gonna go over here. And, it was fun. And then that relationship would fail for a number of reasons. And then I would come back and not come back to him on purpose. Like, we never really stopped talking, because like he was a really good friend to me.
Yeah.
And still is a good friend to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I would come back and then we would get back into our normal groove of things. And it became like a pattern, because he wasn't trying to commit to me in a relationship. And so I kept going, like talking to other people on the side, and these people were like, oh, I want to be with you. Like, okay, so-and-so want to be with me.
I'm out again. Nothing.
But no, all right. Now, okay. So I'm going to move around. So like I said, it became a cycle. And for him, it was like, well, damn, every time, like, you know, things get rough, or not even rough, because we didn't have a terrible time. Like, we didn't have a terrible
issues.
Yeah, we didn't have issues like that.
Yeah.
But it was like, well, whenever, like, you feel like you're not getting everything that you want, you move on. Yeah, I did. But his thing was like, well, if you can move on that fast, then what am I here for? Like, how can I trust that, like, if we were in an actual relationship, you wouldn't do the same thing in a relationship?
Because the commitment would be there. I mean,
we never got to that point.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm answering his question.
And I'm telling you, answer his question. And I'm talking to you as if you're him. Like, we never got to that point.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to get to that point.
Right.
And then it wasn't until it was a little too late that he, like, was ready finally. Mm. And I'm with you.
Mm.
Not with you. We were still.
Too bad. So sad for him, because it's a wrap over here, brother.
We were still talking. So I was dating you and I was dating him, and I was honest about that
for sure.
Yeah. And I was with him. And when it came to it, I chose somebody else again instead of him, because he didn't choose me. So
just fumbling the bag.
And there's more to the conversation. I'm sure and he watches some of our podcasts, it comes up or whatever.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's more to the story for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he ultimately didn't trust me. And so
do you think that was his own shit, or you? Was it really you moving around like that?
I really do think it was me moving around, because he's built on loyalty.
Mm.
And to him, that wasn't loyal,
right.
I guess.
Right.
And he's a Scorpio. So they are very, from what I gathered, they are very, they think a lot. That it takes them time to, like, process things. Mm. and get comfortable with situations. They got to really trust you. And if you on a good side, then you on a good side, you know? So,
do you think you brought any trust issues into this relationship?
No, not at all.
Mm.
Not at all.
Me either. I don't think I bought any trust issues into the relationship. I bought some, I don't know if I want to call them skepticisms. I don't know what I want to call it, but I didn't even know
that was a word.
Probably not. I made that shit up. My biggest thing was like, now I don't want to. I don't know if I want to get married. I don't know if I want to get married. Like, I was really, really, really on the fence.
Really? Did you say that to me?
Yes, I did. I said I wasn't sure. I told you I was on the fence. I mean,
about
I'm not on the
married?
Fence.
I thought that was just about kids.
Well,
you was riding that fence on kids. And I knew that for a fact. But I didn't know about it. I didn't know.
I told you that.
I don't remember.
Okay. Well, we discussed it. We definitely discussed it. And I said, well, I'm on the fence about it. I'm not real sure. I don't know if I want to get married. Because in my last relationship, got engaged after like 2 years. And then we were just, for 6 more years, just fighting, arguing, going back and forth. It just wasn't healthy. And that just kind of left like a not so great taste in my mouth. Right. Mm. And so I was really on the fence. But like I said, I'm not any longer at all. Shavonda said she's a Scorpio too. And she said, yes, that's true.
Oh, yay. Yay. Because I'm not good. I'm not really like good on the Zodiacs. And I know how I am as a Sagittarius.
Yeah.
And I can only speak to the relationships and experiences that I've had with other people and their Zodiac signs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily think that all Zodiac signs are the same for each person. I don't want to delve.
Yeah,
it's very generalized. Yeah. Right. And I don't want to get into that rabbit hole, because that's just too much. You got the first house, the second house.
the date you were born, the time. Yeah, it is a lot.
I chalk it up to like, okay, these are the general things. And I say that because I'm a twin.
Yeah.
And me and my twin are like opposites.
Y'all are so opposite. It is wild.
Yeah.
How different y'all are.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, this can't be true. Because this is me. This is me, but this ain't her.
I mean, maybe it has to do with the time y'all were born.
What, maybe
30 seconds apart? A minute?
No, 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay.
501, 504.
Okay. You're the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you don't act like the baby.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. And I'm not the baby in the family.
Well, I just meant between y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the younger one. That's not the baby.
Came into this world with two. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, I don't trust issues. I don't really think I brought any into this relationship.
But that again. goes with I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That goes to like the emotional healing, like in approaches for healing from past relationship wounds before entering a new one.
Yeah. But like I said, I just don't think you can 100% heal. It's always going to be with you. You just deal with it in different ways and learn how to like talk it out with your new partner. Mm. Really. But I was saying, I don't think I bought any trust issues into the relationship. Just I'm like, I don't know. But I know I want to marry you. So I know that that's no
per.
Yeah. One thing I think I learned, even though my relationship had more downs than ups, is the importance of being able to like resolve conflict. Mm. And not only resolve it in a safe way, but trying to understand where the other person is coming from, all while trying to get your point across. Mm-hmm. Right? I think it's if you're talking at each other, you're not listening.
Yeah.
Right. And so that was for me the biggest thing for conflict resolution. And so in this relationship, we talked at each other a lot in my last relationship. So in this relationship, I really do try to like, when you want to talk, put everything down and like look at you and know that like you have my full attention and that I'm listening to understand and not listening to respond, like you said in a previous podcast.
Yeah. If you guys follow us, we talk about communication a lot because we communicate a lot.
Yeah.
So it's always going to be a reoccurring theme in our relationship because we really, really, really do believe in it. And like I said, it's a cliche, but it's the real thing. Communication is definitely key.
I just feel like if everybody could freely communicate in a safe space, that like the world would be like, kumbaya, my Lord. You know what I'm saying? it'd be very zen and everybody would be happy. And a lot of issues, in my opinion, stem from the inability to communicate freely in a safe space and just the inability to relay your emotions and your feelings to your partner.
So what kind of conflict resolutions did you practice in your previous relationship?
So we were in therapy and...
You were in therapy?
We were for maybe like 6 sessions, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm lying. I think maybe like 3 sessions. And after every session, it was an immediate argument about something I said. So now I don't even have a safe space in therapy to say anything. Mm-hmm. So...
And the therapist didn't help create that safe space? She let...
We would be off of the session because it was virtual. We'd be off of the session and then immediately after that, why'd you say this? Why'd you say that? That's not like all of the things. And so now I'm like, I don't even want to do therapy no more because I can't even speak freely in therapy because on the back end, it's going to be a fight. And like, I'm tired of fighting, you know? But some of the conflict resolution that I learned and just I think took away is, like I said, really listen to hear you and just not to respond. And I think also to be able to realize when I have a bigger part in the matter. So a lot of self-reflecting, a lot of understanding where I went wrong, because it takes 2 to tango. It wasn't all her, right? Even though her reactions and how she dealt with things were not great at all. But, you know, she verbalized some things and had I maybe listened to those, you know, we wouldn't have had as much conflict as we did. Mm-hmm. So I think those are the 2 biggest takeaways for conflict resolution in the previous relationship. Right. And I think it just in general, again, going back to communication is a big thing when it comes to disagreements in relationships, when it comes to different point of views and just accepting your partner for who they are and not trying to change them. That's another thing that's not a conflict resolution thing, but that's just another thing that I took away from my previous relationship. Accept your partner for who they are and don't expect to change them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can speak on conflict resolution and what I've practiced in the past, because again, my thing was like, I guess my way of approaching it was like, let's talk about it and get over it. I stole this concept from my sister and her like relationship when she was younger. Mm-hmm. Put it in the fuck it bucket.
Yeah. But do you think that, let's talk about it and get over it. I don't know. I feel like it's so fast. I feel like it's a little dismissive.
I mean, yes, but I'm saying like that was my thought process back then. Okay. It was like, let's talk about it, figure it out, and then move on from there. Like, I don't want us to harp on it too long because I'm a fun person. I like having fun. I like being, you know, our relationship is very like lighthearted and all that kind of stuff. So even then, I guess I was trying to get to that point as well.
Mm. And the lightheartedness.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't want a disagreement or an argument to hinder us from having fun with each other, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep. Shavonda says, no one wants to walk on eggshells in a relationship when trying to communicate that. And that's on period. That is not fun. And I have had to do it like walking around, tiptoeing around issues or trying to figure out a way to bring up the issue when you're in it. And then when you bring it up, it just completely backfires. Like, yeah, that's not fun at all. Mm-hmm. Not in the least bit. Do you think that you have that same mindset for this relationship, like let's talk about it, work through it and get over it, or is it a little bit different?
It's let's talk about it, work through and get over it, but more with intention. So like the last situation that we had when we were like right over here, mm-hmm. and I can tell that something was wrong with you, but you weren't speaking it. And then I felt terrible because I was like, damn, what did I do? Mm-hmm. What exactly did I do that triggered you to start moving differently? Because you started moving differently, and that's what threw me off. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't like the way you were moving around, because I'm used to like us being on each other and lovey-dovey and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, let's figure it out.
Yeah.
And you weren't trying to talk, I don't feel like, right at that moment.
No, not at that moment. Definitely wasn't.
Right. And so I jumped in and I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never do that again. Like, I didn't know that like it gets you like that. Like whatever. Well,
I think too, it was that, but I was feeling overwhelmed like that entire 2 weeks. Not that, you know, it was 2 weeks leading up to that, but I told you I was feeling overwhelmed. And so for me, I don't know if we want to go back into this, but for me, it was like, I thought it was a simple ask. And then when I said, okay, let's do it together. And you're like, no, I'm like, what?
So let's divulge what the actual conflict was. I feel like that would help, like with context.
So I have a lot going on at this moment with the Goldman Sachs 1 million Black Women program I'm doing and running my own businesses. And then like we have the properties, Laren and I, and then I have the cotton candy. And so it's just a lot. It's always a lot going on in the summer. And so we were trying to figure out what to eat, right? And I'm like, okay, what are we going to eat? And so I was like, oh, I want steak. So we stopped at the store. I got two steaks and I don't know, asparagus or something. I don't know, whatever it was, doesn't matter. And so we were in the car, either here in the car. And I was like, okay, are you going to cook? He was like, no, I told you I don't feel like cooking. I was like, okay, well, we can cook. He was like, no, I just told you I didn't feel like cooking. I was like, all right, don't worry about it, I'll cook. So I came in here and yeah, I was moving different because I was pissed. Because my first thought was like, okay, I asked if you can cook, right? And you were like, no, I don't feel like it. And I'm like, what the hell? I do stuff around here all the time that I don't feel like doing. And we just gotta, you know, we just gotta sack up and do it. Doesn't matter if you don't feel like doing it. This is in my head. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is like, damn, I bought the food. Can you at least cook it? That was my second thing. And then I'm like, damn, I've been telling her I feel really overwhelmed. And I offered a compromise of, okay, let's cook it together. And she said, no. And I'm like, and we used to always cook together when we were at 50 East, like all the time. And it was no issue. But all of a sudden, like now it is. So like, what's the difference? And so those are the three things that caused me to like really get upset. On top of that, like my period came like 2 or 3 days later. So that all of those four things together just caused me to like have like an issue, like a short like breakdown and crying, like all of the things. And so, you know, it pissed me off because when we talk about compromise and we kind of try and base our relationship off that, and I try to compromise with you and then you're like, nah, just just because you don't feel like it. I'm like, nah, this is not cool. And so, I was moving around here differently. And then until you said, okay, you know what's going on. And you apologize. And I appreciate that. I mean, I appreciate you asking me what's going on, because like I said, sometimes it's very hard for me to open up, especially when I'm upset, because I can be an asshole and I don't want to say asshole stuff to you. I don't want to put us in that space. And so I just be quiet and be angry. Mm. So that's the backstory.
Yeah, that's the backstory. So in that moment, like leading up to it, when she asked me to cook, I'm like, I'm tired. Like, I had a game. I didn't say all this to you. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a game. We, you know, had some libations. I was chill. Like, I just wanted to relax. I didn't want to have to cook. Mm-hmm. And so when you said you want a steak and we picked up some steak, I'm thinking like, maybe you want to cook because that's what you want to eat.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you were expecting me to come home and cook. And I didn't divulge to you like how I was feeling. Mm-hmm. And so when I said I didn't want to do it, that's literally just what I meant. Like, I just don't feel like cooking. And I knew you were upset about, I realized after me saying that several times, like, I don't feel like it. I don't want to. And like, it made you feel some type of way. And that made me feel some type of way, because now I've hurt you. Mm-hmm. And I never want to hurt you.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, let me hurry up and correct this, because I don't want our day to end like this. Like,
yeah.
Clearly there's something wrong with her. I never see her like this. I'd rather continue to not see her like this. Yeah. Let's figure this out.
Right.
So in the end, we ended up cooking together. After we shed some tears and
after I shed some tears.
I didn't really cry.
You're like, why the fuck are you crying? You know, you didn't say that. You just were like, oh, don't cry. Why are you crying?
Yeah. And we embraced and we hugged for like a very long time.
And then she was like, you stink, get off me, because we had been outside.
Why are you lying? That is not what happened. But
that's kind of what happened. You did say we've been outside. So let's move on.
I probably said something like, you want to go shower?
No, you didn't say that.
What did
like,
I say?
Be something like, we've been outside, so let's go. You know,
let's go shower.
Nah,
I'm sure.
Nah. Basically, we've been outside. Get off of me, you stink.
That is not what happened. That is not what happened. But anyway, but that's how like we fixed that problem. Like I course corrected my actions and
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Is that it? We have like three things, but we've basically reached our hour mark. We usually do an hour.
Yeah. We definitely have more to talk about, but maybe we can leave it for another podcast.
We'll leave for another podcast.
Remember I said there were some more updates or things that we wanted to talk about? Pride Southside. We have to continue to promote.
Yeah. Pride so Pride Southside, we are doing Pride Southside, Chicago, July. July, I don't know, July 6th, July 6th. Price outside, July 6th. We're going to have a booth set up. If you just so happen to be in Chicago, Google it. Come check us out. We're just going to be doing like just some very minor marketing, probably like some sticker giveaways, maybe some t-shirt giveaways. The entertainment department over here will be handling that, trying to figure all that stuff out.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I got an email today. I don't know if we can actually do a podcast. It's going to be dependent on where we are, because he said something to the effect of if we're in a certain area, we can't do a podcast because it's going to affect the other area that's going to have like live music and stuff. So I was like, okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But yes, we're doing that. That should be fun. It'll kind of be like our first event. We also have our 1 year anniversary for the podcast coming up in June, the first week in June. Which we have no clue what to talk about. So if you have any suggestions, you know, drop us a line.
Or if you have any like interest in talking deeper into different conversations that we've talked about in the past.
For sure.
We can definitely get into that.
Get into this hair.
No.
Okay. Well, y'all, Shavonda, we definitely appreciate you staying with us the whole time. I think that might be Deidre, that's the second person. But if it's not, I appreciate whoever tuned in on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram for the duration of the episode. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to get some sort of a like consistent Monday night time that we can start to promote, and then maybe we can get a little bit more viewership. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Until next time.
That's all I got. Holler at y'all later.
Peace.
She's stuck inside my mental. She got a body like a temple. Even though she drives me crazy, I tell everyone that's my baby. She's pretty like a 4K sunset. Blue-eyed baby from the Midwest. Body so bad when she undressed. Thought your ex would be upset. Little did he know I was up next.